A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksuvas Chaf Gimel, Ksuvas 23a, pagination is 45. We're going to start with the Mishnah, though, which is on the previous page, Chaf Beis Amad Aleph 22a, pagination 43. At the end of the Mishnah, which is the end of a line about a third of the way down on the page, Omra Nishbesiu Tahora Ani. If a woman says, I was captured, but I was not violated, I'm still Tahar pure. Ne'emenes, she's believed, She'apesha Osaru Apesha Hitir. Because the same mouth that's saying that she was captured is saying that there's no implication by the fact that she was captured, and there's no status change. Keep in mind that there was a gzeira, a fear, that once a woman was captured, that she would be violated. Not in every case, but in some cases. And therefore, if she was captured, it changes the whole situation, as far as her marrying a Kohen afterwards. But if we don't know that she's captured, we only know from her, and she's saying, I'm captured but still pure, so then she would be believed. If, however, there are witnesses that say that she was captured, or we know, even though she says, I was not violated, that's not enough. She's not believed that she was not violated, and we would not permit her to a Kohen. V'mishenises bo edim, but if she already got married based on her pesha osar pesha hiter, and then witnesses came to say that she had been captured, harezu lo seitze, she would not leave the marriage that she entered to based on our ruling of pesha osar pesha hiter. We didn't know that she was captured from anyone else, and we allowed her, even though that information is later verified, it doesn't undo the marriage that she's in. Keep in mind that if Adam witnesses would truly say that she was violated, then you can't trump that, and she would be forbidden to her husband a Kohen because they're witnesses. But if all the witnesses are saying is that she was captured, once she's in, we're going to let her stay. This may be on some level impacted by the fact that we're not convinced just because she's captured that she was violated. Tosfos on the bottom of our page comments, Bishivuya menavlo nafsha ba'ape shivuya, that we have a principle that a woman makes herself look ugly in front of the captors because she's not interested in being violated. So that although we're very strict, once she's captured, we're concerned, but it's not that we're totally convinced. We're just concerned. Let's move on to today's daf, Ksubas Chaf Gimel 23a, and we're starting from the fifth line in the wide. V'imishenesis bo'u edim, if the witnesses came after she got married already to a Kohen, we would let her stay because we still have no verification that she was violated. We only have verification right now that she was indeed captured. Amar Avua de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, said, and he's a known personality, he was not known by his own name, he was known as the father of Shmuel, the father of the Rosh Yeshiva. Lo nises nises mamish. The rule over here does not require that she actually get married. Once they permitted her to get married, once they issued the ruling, because she has a pesha osa, pesha hitir, even if she didn't actually get married, it's still going to be a binding ruling to permit her to a Kohen. And if the only witnesses that are coming afterwards are saying that she got captured, but there's no verification on any violation, she's going to still be permitted to the Kohen based on that ruling. asks the Gemara of Alo Seitze Ktani, the wording of the Mishnah was she shouldn't go out. It sounds like she's already in a marriage. And the Gemara answers, Lo Seitze Meitera Harishon, it means she doesn't go out from her original permission, meaning that there's like a status of being permitted, and once that was granted to her, she's not removed from that status. We don't take that ruling away from her. It's like a very tangible thing. She wouldn't be taken out of that status simply because later witnesses come that say she was captured, and they kind of take away her pesha asa pesha hiter, because now we know that information not just from her, but from the witnesses, but we already ruled and let it stand. Skip about four lines in the beginning of a line, v'imbo edei tuma, but if witnesses come to say she actually was violated, afilu yesh la kama bonim teitze, even if there are many children from this Kohen union with her, she's still going to have to be divorced, because if she was in fact violated, then she's not permitted to a Kohen. The Gemara continues with a story. Hanushivuyaisa, there were some captive women. The Asyan la Naharda, they came to the place Naharda, the place of Shmuel. Osev avua de Shmuel neturi bahadayu. The father of Shmuel took action, and until they could redeem them and arrange things, he appointed guards for their protection. Guards that would note that they were not violated from the time they came into town until finally a resolution could be reached. Amalei Shmuel, Shmuel said to his father, Ve'ad ha'idna mannan turinhu, and until now, who was guarding them? In other words, they already lost their status of being permitted to a Kohen because they were captured without any guards, without anybody watching. So what exactly are you accomplishing now by appointing guards? That was Shmuel's question. Amalei, and his father answered, Ilu bansei chavyon, if they were your daughters, mihaves mizalza behu kulehai, would you be so lenient, so cavalier? It has no difference in halachic status. But if we're concerned that captives are going to be violated, so let's try to protect them, even if it won't change their legal status, even if they might have been violated before. We don't know, but right now it's in our hands to do something. Let's do it. And that was the give and take. Shmuel saying, it's not going to change their status. And Avuah de Shmuel saying, let's do what we can. The Gemara tells us, Havya kishigoga sheyotze milifnei hashalit. The words that the father of Shmuel said had an impact like a mistaken ruling that comes from a ruler. A ruler can sometimes say something and he later wants to take it back. He realizes it's a shigoga, a mistake, but he can't take it back. He already issued the ruling and everybody acted upon it already. And Avuah de Shmuel made a comment, what would be if it was your daughters that were captured? And what happened was, Ishtavyan Banse Demar Shmuel, the daughters of Shmuel were indeed captured. Ve'eskinu la'aro de Yisrael, and they were taken to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is commenting before we continue the story, but the comment of Avuah de Shmuel made its impact. We have such a Gemara similar in Moed Katan, Daf Yud Ches 18, Daf 18, pagination 35, we discussed this, that Shmuel once encountered somebody who was in mourning and said, your nails are so long, you haven't been grooming yourself at all. And the Ovel said to him, and if it was you, would you cut your nails? And it was also referred to as Kishgoga Shayotze Milifnei HaShalit, and Shmuel ended up having to sit Shiva shortly thereafter, and he blamed it on that comment. In the words of the Gemara, Baris Kirusa L'Sfasayim, there's a covenant on words that once something is verbalized, we have it both good and bad. If a person verbalizes something, it makes an impact, and that's what's being described in our Gemara. So the daughters of Shmuel were captured, and they were brought to Eretz Yisrael. And they had a strategy in order to keep themselves permitted to Kohanim. Ukman l'shivu yanhu me'ivra'i. They told their captors to stay outside the Beis Medrash on the street. Va'aylu levei midrasha de Rabbi Chanina, and allow them to go into the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Chanina. And over there, without their captors looking over their shoulders, so to speak, without the captors noticed by the Bezdin, Ha'amra nishbesi tahora ani. One of the daughters testified that she was captured, but she was not violated. Ha'amra nishbesi tahora ani, and the other one said the same thing. Sharinhu, and the Bezdin said, okay, you're permitted to Kohanim because there's a pesha asa pesha hitir. Sof, afterwards, Ul asu shivayinu, the captors walked in. Amar Rabbi Chanina realized the strategy that had just been implemented, and he declared, Benon de Morion Inun, these must be the daughters of a posek, of a recognized authority, someone who's a big Talmud Chacham, because they knew how to play their cards, what was available to them, that if they would testify before the captors were noticed, then they would indeed be believed that they were not violated. Igloi Milsa, and it was revealed, the Banse de Mar Shmuel Havyon, that these were the daughters of Shmuel, and that's how they were so knowledgeable to know how to handle a very difficult, painful, and tragic situation of being captured, but they were able to say what they needed to say to keep themselves permitted to Kohanim. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.